When you're at any given point in history, it's very easy to think that things were always the way they are now. In the year Tavshin Pei Beis in 2021, when we look around the world, in the Jewish world, and we see the tremendous amount of yeshivas, of chadarim, of institutions of pure Jewish learning for Jewish children, it's very easy to think that it was always this way. However, this is very much not the case. In order for the current reality to manifest, it was necessary for the Gedolei Yisrael to put in tremendous effort and tremendous activism in order to construct the Jewish community and the Jewish educational standards that we have today. In a sicha for Parshas Vayigash from the year Tavshin Yud Gimel, from the year 1952, we see an excellent example of the sorts of drushes that the Rebbe gave in those years in order to extract the Jewish people then from an American mentality which focused just on assimilating into American culture and learning American norms and American values in order to worship the holy dollar. And instead, the Rebbe is encouraging the people in his time, the Jews of his time, to invest instead in a more lasting investment, the investment of yeshivas. And the Rebbe pins this teaching on a pasuk in Parshas Vayigash. This is the second sicha in Lekutei Sichos Chelek Aleph of Parshas Vayigash. It begins in Ois Gimel on page 95, and the sicha reads as follows. Oifen pasuk ves Yehuda shalach gemer lohoyer zafan of Geishna. On the pasuk, and Yehuda, he sent, as in Yaakov sent, to teach before him, or to direct before him in Geishan. Bring to Rashi Noman from Medrash. Rashi explains this cryptic pasuk in the name of the Medrash that what does lahoyres mean? What does to teach mean? It means letaken loy beis Talmud shemisham teitzei hayra. Yehuda was sent in order to make for Yaakov a place of Talmud, of Torah study, in order that halachic rulings could emerge and halachic teachings could emerge from there. B'shas te'ebish te'ot ke'is and Yaakov gain in Mitzrayim. When Hashem told Yaakov to go to Egypt, hot Yaakov ba'avarn tfir lefanov, Yaakov clarified, he made sure before, in front of him, as dartin zolon zayin yeshivas, that by the time Yaakov would get there, there would already be yeshivas in Mitzrayim. Hagam der Ebishter hat ihm zugesagt, als er wird mit ihm mitgehen und ich hier mit ihm kommen zu haben und ich hier El Chagam Oloi. Although it's the case that Hashem had promised Yaakov he would accompany him. As Hashem tells Yaakov, I will go down with you to Mitzrayim and I will also send with you. From the Stegen, nonetheless, that Yaakov zich ben mit zugeretin for yeshivas. Yaakov made sure to first prepare yeshivas before going down. When Ersh Dan is a gegangen ahin mit Nebishtin. And only then did Yaakov accompany Hashem down to Egypt. While yeshivas is their yesoid and their kiyum von yidin. Because yeshivas are the foundation and the continuation of Jewish existence. Und die yeshivas, was Yaakovinu hat gegründet, these yeshivas which Yaakov established, seien gewähnt die ganze Zeit, was jeden seien gewähnt mit zwei. They existed for as long as Jews were in Egypt. Wie die Rizal sagen, as Chazal tell us, wie mein shal vissin lu parche yeshiv mehem. That for all the days of our forefathers, for the entire existence of our forefathers, there was never a time when the Jews were without a yeshiva. Hoy bim tsayim yeshivim mo. When our forefathers were in Egypt, they had a yeshiva with them. Shenemar leich v'yasafta zikni Yisrael. As Hashem tells Moshe, go and gather the elders of the Jewish people. And elders does not mean people who are old, but rather it means people who are deeply educated, who are deeply versed within Jewish tradition. So Hashem tells Moshe to gather these people. And how could there have been such people had there been no institution in which they were studying? In alle Zeit in alle Erte, wo jeden sein gewinnt, at all times in all places where Jews were, afilun galus mitzrayim, even in the Egyptian exile, was given zeir asher galus, which was a very difficult exile. Zayin given yeshivas v'umnes gezesin u'gelern teir. There were yeshivas where they would sit and study Torah. Vile, because v'gilak fear we said earlier, yeshivas zayin in their existence fun yiddishin folk. Yeshivas are the existence of a Jewish people. Golos Mitzrayim is given the shverste golos from Ale Golos, afilu from the Itzter Dick and Davis. The Egyptian exile was the harshest, was the most difficult of all exiles, even of even more so than the more contemporary exiles. Mitzad Kamatayim, for four reasons, which the Rebbe is about to list. Aleph. The first one is, Mitzrayim is given noch far matan Torah. The Egyptian exile was before matan Torah. Hagam azich dem otmigilan Torah, although it's the case that even then we study Torah. This is Suzen from the field Maimer Azals. We can see from many of Chazal's teachings, including this teaching of Chazal that from the days of our forefathers, they were never without a yeshiva. From this day, nonetheless, given the Torah that the Jews learnt in Egypt was not empowered by Hashem, but rather it was only left up to the spiritual empowerment of the Jews. Is vi hoich an nivra zolnit der langin, no matter how high a created entity can climb spiritually, is thus nar biz shoyish an nivra, aberni techer. They're only able to climb up to their root, to their metaphysical source, but not higher. The idea being that before Matan Torah, the Rebbe explains that there's a certain divide, there's a certain chasm in reality, there's a certain gap between the created entities and Hashem. And divinity cannot fully suffuse reality. So even if you were to engage in spiritual study or spiritual practice, you wouldn't be able to achieve full transcendence. You wouldn't be able to climb higher than a human being can spiritually, or they can within the realm of the natural order. Whereas after Matan Torah, there becomes an ability to climb higher than you could climb within the natural order, to become one with Hashem. So that's the first point, the first reason why Galus Mitzrayim is the hardest Galus, because the quality of Torah study was inherently inferior, given that there was this inability to transcend the human condition through Torah study. Beis. What's the second reason why Galus Mitzrayim was more difficult? Galus Mitzrayim is given the erster Galus by Yidden. It was the first exile by the Jews. Uve Meila, and as a result, it thus given Zeir Shver to Ibetrug. It was very difficult to go through it withstand. Vimirzen as venis treftzich by enim, an umglik rechman al san. If somebody has some sort of unfortunate circumstance happen to them, is the erste mal the zeir shver ibetu to tragen. The first time that an unfortunate circumstance happens to you, you get very strongly impacted. Meaning, for example, let's say the very first time that somebody experiences heartbreak. It's very challenging. But then if you've experienced heartbreak enough times, it becomes a little bit less bothersome. It gets you down a little bit less. Or alternatively, let's say that you've been sick with a virus before. And the first time you got sick with a virus, you're pretty sick in bed. And you're also pretty anxious, you're concerned. But once you've been through the experience once, and you go through the experience again, it's not necessarily as emotionally impactful. It doesn't necessarily phase you as much. But the first time an adverse event happens to you, that's generally the most challenging one. So in a similar sense, Mitzrayim is the very first galus. Aber es der selber Umglück trifft sich bei ihm noch mal Mitzrayim. If you experience the same unfortunate event another time, it's not so schwer, it's not so psychologically difficult. Because you've already been through it, you've already experienced it. What's the third reason as to why it is that Galus Mitzrayim is more challenging than the later exiles? In Galus Mitzrayim, Zan Aliyin Given Zuzam. In Egypt, all the Jews were together. And the Shpeter of the Galusin is stuck also a Kaddish Baruch of Israel, Shepizon Lebeinu Umas. In the later exiles, however, Hashem did a kindness for the Jewish people by spreading them out amongst the nations. As in Gifinin Zich, in Farshin the Platzer, the Jewish people are found, they are present in different geographic locations. As Min Feinich Yid, in Ein Platz, came their Veil Ibrahab in them Otim, in Atzvetan Platz. If Jewish people are in pain, if they're experiencing a challenge in one place, then the Jews in another place are able to proverbially catch their breaths. And then they're able to help the Jews who are in the challenging situation. Dakegin, in contrast, in Mitzrayim and Alin Given in Platz under in Mishalom. In Egypt, all the Jews were under one dominion, and they were in one place under one government, so there was nowhere to run, there was nowhere to hide. And the fourth reason why it is that Mitzrayim was more challenging than later Golias is, Mitzrayim is given Zeir Shver Land. It was a very difficult country. It was a very closed, controlled political environment. And the Mechilta tells us, it was never the case that any slave had ever successfully escaped from Egypt. And here we needed 600,000 male householders to leave Egypt along with their entire families. From this vegan, nonetheless, without reference to all the difficulties that the Jews in Egypt were undergoing, it was never the case that they were without a yeshiva. And Zan given ständig yeshivas in Velech HaMatziv is gesessen und gelernt Torah. They had yeshivas in whatever situation they were in, and they would sit and study Torah. We've said many times, says the Rebbe, as Torah is not chas v'shalom, kein historia buch. The Torah is not a history book, nor yet there in inyanun siper. Every single idea and story, afilu yeder oyus von Torah, even every letter of the Torah, is an onweisung in yeder zeit and art. It's a lesson in every time and place. There are those who say that now, here in America, in the 1950s, perhaps even in 2021, now is not the time to make yeshivas. In such a difficult situation where immigrants don't have a lot of money, it's enough to send them to Sunday school. And if in fact you will make yeshivas, is aber nit kein yeshivas via mon as a weiter. Make sure they're not going to be yeshivas which are as extreme as back in the day, but rather our yeshivas should be more assimilatory, they should be more enlightened, less intense, more Americanized, so everyone will be able to get good jobs, live in a nice house, and drive a nice car. If them is the Yerolf and Gauls Mitzrayim. In response to this very modern claim, we hear the lesson from the Egyptian exile. Dort in Mitzrayim, there in Egypt, is given a sach shver tzushtan v'yitzder. It was a much more challenging situation than nowadays. Or from this day, again, nonetheless, havanichimat kein cheshbeinus. The Jewish people then did not make any calculations, any rationalizations, what gelernt teir, and they studied Torah nachmer. Moreover, nit nor was not nit gemach kein cheshbeinus in the shrei matzvan galus. Not only did they not make calculations about how difficult it was to be in exile, but eich nit gemach kein cheshbeinus vuin the teir der langt. They also didn't calculate how effective is our Torah study. They didn't think perhaps our Torah study cannot achieve the same transcendence as it will after an event like Matan Torah. Didn't start calculating how high their Torah touched. Nowadays, that the exile is much easier than it was then. And our Torah study is on a much higher plane than theirs was back in the day. We shouldn't make any calculations, and we should have yeshivas. The same is true not only with respect to making yeshivas, with respect to supporting yeshivas. There are those who will say, now is a hard time for me. Engen Kop and Engen Keshene. I'm having challenges psychologically. I'm down. I'm stressed out. It's also my pocketbook is pretty narrow. I don't have a lot of money. Azevet up essen, up drinking, and uschlafen sich. Und es wird in Vern Breiter and Keshene, them all to get one after Yeshiva. Person says, we'll have more to eat, more to drink, and I get more sleep, and maybe I have a little more money, only then will I support the yeshiva. Or that noch praven mesiris nefesh. And then the person will engage in self-sacrifice in order to support the yeshiva. And then also send his kids to yeshiva only until 13, and then I'll send them to public school in order that they make a lot of money and get a good job. Therefore, we need to tell such a person. Mitzrayim is given a sacha shverei galus. Mitzrayim was, Egypt was a much more difficult exile. But at the filu kin egin a cash. The Jews didn't even have their own straw. Nitkehat on mat gedarft arum gain in a fremde medina zochen stroy. And they had to go all around Egypt and search for straw. Bishasti nugshim zan gestan mitten beitsch, ibrin kop, un ibrin der plate. And all the while, the taskmasters were sending over the Jews the whip over their heads and over their backs. But from this thing, nonetheless, can egin estroy is takinit given. And in fact, although it's the case the Jews were going through a really difficult time, they didn't even have straw in order to carry out their labor, but yeshivas they did have. Says the Rebbe, if it's the case the Jews were able to withstand such difficulties back in the day, whatever difficulties you're dealing with now are child's play. Make sure, give some money to yeshiva, send your kids to yeshiva. In Gemara's Vanakler, the Gemara's discussion in Avodah Zarah, if it's Adam Aleph, who is eger for bayit zugin? What's worse to go down? Durach hagas from zoynus. Is it worse to walk on a street where there are a lot of prostitutes and brothels? Oh, the for bayit of a desire. Or is it better to go down a street where there is idolatry? In plug that from verstehen, mele gain for bayit zoynus. Toignet mitzadr iya. So the Rebbe says this is a little bit challenging to understand. It would seem that it's obvious that best not to go on the street with the prostitutes. Because if you're going on the street with prostitutes, that would be problematic, given that you are seeing something which will arouse you to sin. Vrim re'iyah, filu unhearer, and seeing, even without thought, is ma'ir ka'idua. Just the mere seeing this arousing thing will arouse you. But what would be the issue? What's the rationale for saying that it's problematic to go past idolatry? Their tam fun re'iyah is dachdar nitshayich. This rationale of saying that you'll be seeing the avodah zarah is not a problem there. From vos v'ter zen oitzer holtzen steiner. What are you going to see when you pass the avodah zarah other than wooden stones? No, the tam is. However, the reason why it is problematic, the rationale for why you should not go by a base of Yitzhar. In fact, in that particular Gemara, the Chum go down the street of the prostitutes. But generally speaking, it is in fact probably better to go down the street of Yitzhar. But what is the rationale to say that you shouldn't pass the Yitzhar? Yeduzach poilt if them avir vasarumi. Everything touches the space around it. So meaning if you walk through a space, there are certain energies which are present in that space. When in an art, this is Frantoma, is in Mianim Avidom Jachasatoma, in a place where impurity rests, then that impurity is also going to affect the energies of that place, and when you walk by, you're going to be impacted by that energy. Under Avir can poil if you mention, and even walking through an energy field can impact you. Ankegen vaz zagdas. What's the point of me telling you this, Sister Abba? The avir fun gas, the energies of the street, the zeitgeist, the spirit of the time in America in the 1950s is such, as it's there is nitkin zeit if yeshivas. The general approach is that people say, now we don't have any time for yeshivas. Zayim the talmidim, there are some students in yeshivas, vas tainin who argue as they is shver to learning vim bedarf. It's difficult to learn as much as they should. Vials and Muslims fear for zorgin mit parnasa, because first you need to worry about what's going to be with their livelihood, what's going to be with their sustenance. Er kenit len ruik. The person says, I'm not able to study Torah in a state of calm. Varu. As drikdim shenim kap, they're already thinking about midvasa the mefarnazayin the kinder was the ebe shevetim gebin noch dem viyavet kumin zu de tzeifin shaduchim. When that ton them, on ervet kifinin zayin bas gilin. When his vets are noyim, and they're chasen, and they're noch, while I'm geboren, when kinder, b'shatev u'mitzlachas. So the Rebbe says that there's this common phenomenon that people are worrying that you have students in yeshiva who say are in their high teens, maybe even in their very early 20s, and they say it's difficult for them to focus on Torah study. Why is that? because they're concerned that they're not going to have a livelihood with which they'll be able to support their family. And when will they have a family? Well, that's going to happen after they start dating, and they find someone to marry, and they get engaged, and they get married, and they have kids. So meaning they're thinking maybe a few steps too far ahead. The Rebbe says, be in the now, be present. Take advantage of the opportunity you have to be in yeshiva instead of constantly worrying about what you're going, how you're going to provide for your children many years down the line. And furthermore, the person also wonders, what am I going to be able to give my kids after 120 years? And as a result of these anxieties of what's going to be, how am I going to be successful in making money, the person leaves yeshiva. Or even if they don't actually formally leave yeshiva, their ability to be fully immersed in the sugyas, their ability to be fully immersed in Torah, think deeply about Torah, goes away because they are, their mind is elsewhere, they're concerned with what's going to be, how are they ultimately going to support themselves, how are they going to be a person of the world. Where does this derive from? How does it happen that the students in the yeshivas are all concerned and all stuck in how they'll ultimately be able to support themselves? From them avir, from gas canal. It comes from the general vibes and energies of the street. Verum chot the reb the shver hat gesagt. As the A's in America, although it's the case that the Rebbe, the sixth Rebbe Lubavitch, said that the ice in America has already begun to melt, in them eyes von sich geriert, the Rebbe says there's a very big difference between ice melting and that same ice beginning to boil, seethe, and cook with the perception, the feeling of Hashem, your God, is an all-consuming fire. There are still remnants of this American ice that the Friedrich Rebbe described, this coldness towards Torah and to Hashem. And those students, the many students, who are consumed with what will be, how will they support themselves, are within those remnants of the American ice. The Rebbe says we can understand where they're coming from. As is quoted from their atmosphere, from their Siva canal, the reason why these yeshiva students are unable to focus and they're all thinking about what's going to be in the future is a function of the atmosphere around them. But it shouldn't be that way. And there's a lesson we can learn from this. In Egypt, in addition to the fact that it was very difficult in that exile, is men given as they started to drink as matgarnit farnum nemachshav vegan ariskin from Golos. They were so deeply stuck in Egypt that they didn't even consider the possibility that they might one day be free from exile. Bishas Moshe beinot ungezakti besuras agola is v'loy shamuel Moshe mekitzaruach me'avida kosher. When Moshe told them the good news of the redemption, they didn't listen to Moshe, given that they were short of breath and they were overburdened by hard work. From this vegin is afilu eder Moshe gekumen gezak pakati. But nonetheless, even before Moshe comes and tells them that Hashem has remembered them, the Jews weren't engaged in calculating. They weren't busy thinking what will ultimately come from the fact that I'm sitting in yeshiva. But rather, they sat in yeshiva and they learned. Is mikolshkin itzerdaf nit ingain in kab vasvet zayin der tachlis. So in a similar fashion now, we shouldn't be thinking what's ultimately going to come of our Torah study. Instead, we should sit and learn without engaging in all sorts of calculations. Particularly now that our work is much easier than it is then. Another Rebbe explains Zalpi Kabbalah, as we know from Sefer Torah or of the Alter Rebbe, as Rish Beis Nitzlitz and their Pachnet Snuflu hath Minvargiven in Golos Mitzrayim. The Arizal teaches that our work in this world is called Olam HaTikun, the world of repair. And our job is to repair a shattered world, a world just metaphysically, cosmically shattered. Now, the Arizal says that 202 of the 288 sparks, which we need to uplift and clarify, were already uplifted within the exile of Egypt. Meaning to say that we were doing a lot of very hard spiritual work in the exile of Egypt. And now there is a much less significant task to be accomplished, or a task which is not as daunting as the earlier task. And how does the Arizal learn this? We learn that a mixed multitude came up with the Jews. And now there are only 86 sparks left, 86 fallen energies, which the Jewish people have to clarify and have to perfect, which have the numerical value of Hashem's name, Elikim. And of these 86 sparks themselves, through the course of time, the Jews made it such, with blood and sweat, they've already clarified many of the remaining sparks. And now all we have left are small jugs you need to clarify and raise up. And therefore, the work of this goal is much easier. Because there's only a little bit left to clarify and raise up. And also we have the help of the sparks that we already lifted up.